I'm Joe Straub.
I'm Danielle Graham.
And I'm Christopher Schmidt. Welcome to another episode of the Bear Facts. Happy St. Nicholas Day from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
There's lots of stuff going on this weekend. The biggest event is probably State Dance, which is happening down at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. The Bears have a long tradition of success in dance, and the dance squad is hoping to do well again at State this year. This year's dance squad includes seniors Danielle Ram and Christina Richter, juniors Kayla Schultz, Rachel Molesbury, Taylor Brandenburg, and Tina Birdie, sophomores Kristen Birdie, Hannah Bodie, Amy Dahlhauser, Katie Miller, Rebecca Molesbury, Laura Richter, and Sarah Matthews, and freshmen Abby Hanna and Kimberly Schultz. Lizzie Holmeister and Sarah Pepe are the dance squad alternates, and Trisha Gary is the new coach this year.
The girls have been adjusting to the changes, but they say things are going pretty well, and they're hoping for a good showing at State. They're competing in the Palm Division at State this year with a routine called Breaking It Down. You can see the Bears perform at 3:45 this afternoon at Veterans Auditorium in Des Moines. Good luck, dance squad.
Also today, the Golden Bear math team is hosting their home tournament. A handful of schools from around northern Iowa will be on hand, with students solving tough problems as they hope to qualify for the Great Plains Math League state event. Representing Garrigan today are seniors Benny Hellman, Kelly Rouse, Chris Hansen, and Alec Buckholt. Juniors Jeffrey Brewster, Luke McCall, DJ Belletti, Kelly Klein, Nick Kellner, Rebecca Urban, and Cassandra Rising. Sophomores Alex Hamilton and Nora Cranville, and freshmen Jenny Brewster, Austin Sauls, and Craig Kohlhouse. Good luck to Coach Daryl Kohlhouse and the math team.
Today is also another competition day for Quiz Bowl. The Bears are in Spirit Lake today for one of the oldest Quiz Bowl tournaments in the state. Christopher Schmidt, Ashley Beisch, Joe Straub, Vince Cruz, Sam Norland, and Brittany Birdie will make up the Bears varsity team today, while the JV squad, which answers the same questions, includes Anna Kolash, Michael Faulkner, Jake Rosemeyer, Michael Hellman, and John Richter. Competition starts in just a few minutes, and we wish good luck to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
Winter weather is here again, so once again we need to remind people what the policies are for early dismissals, late starts, and no school days. Because of busing, in winter, Garrigan and Seton always follow the decisions of the Algona Community Schools. However, on early dismissal days, Garrigan and Seton will always dismiss 15 minutes earlier than the times announced for Algona. On late start days, there are no activities before school starts that day. In most cases, there are no activities when there's an early dismissal or no school. However, if the weather changes during the day, listen for announcements on the radio about activities that night.
2008 and 2009 is Garrigan's 50th year. We started out in the Golden Anniversary celebration with homecoming last fall, and the celebration will continue with a festival and all-school reunion over Founders Day weekend, June 9th through 11th, 2009. A lot of special events are planned for that weekend, including 5 and 10K runs, a bike ride to all the area parishes, a golf tournament, alumni baseball and softball games, and an alumni Quiz Bowl tournament. There will also be an open house at the school, a special alumni mass, a barbecue and dance, and fireworks at Conway Field. We encourage all alumni to mark their calendar and plan to be back for the celebration June 9th through 11th, 2009.
2 weeks from now, the Garrigan Music Department will be hosting their biannual magical dinner. There will be two performances, an 11 o'clock luncheon, and a 5 o'clock evening meal. Tickets are still available for magical, and you can call the school to make reservations.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Tyler Rowley and Katie Malachek. Here to give you the scoop on them is Kelly Rouse.
When we asked Tyler Rowley to describe himself, he said he was a lazy pile, but he's actually very hardworking. He does work-study jobs around school. He's been a cross-country manager, and he does lighting for all kinds of school events. Away from school, you might see him working at Pizza Ranch. Tyler plans to major in accounting next year at UNI, and we wish him the very best in the future. Katie Malachek's main interests are in healthcare. She enjoys her math and science classes, and she used to be in basketball. When she's not at school, she keeps busy working at the Good Samaritan Center in Algona. Katie plans a career in nursing, and next year she'll be attending either Iowa Lakes or Northwest Iowa Community College. Good luck to both Katie and Tyler.
Thanks, Kelly. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's State Dance today in Des Moines. Also today, the math team is hosting their home meet and Quiz Bowl is competing at Spirit Lake.
Tomorrow is the second Sunday of Advent. In the afternoon, the Garrigan a cappella choir will be performing with the Corn Belt Chorus as part of their Christmas show. They will perform at the Methodist Church tomorrow at 2 and 4 p.m.
Monday is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. We'll have a school-wide mass to celebrate the Holy Day. That night, the freshman basketball teams play Clarion Goldfield.
Tuesday, the Varsity and JV Bears host Clarion Goldfield. The math team will hold a spaghetti supper during the games. Then Wednesday, there's a jeans day to raise money for the student gift for gala.
Thursday, we'll have our Advent Reconciliation Service. That night, there's freshman basketball at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Then Friday, the basketball Bears travel to Eagle Grove.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week to hear more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.